absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Once again, you are welcome to the house of God. You are most blessed for coming. Can I hear an amen? I just blessed you. I said you are most blessed for coming. Always believe in what comes out of your pastor's mouth, because your blessing is in his mouth. Amen. Every sickness you came here with is disappearing in Jesus' name. Every situation you entered into this atmosphere with disappears in the name of Jesus. Every trouble that accompanied you here is separating from you in the name of Jesus. Every heaviness, burden that is upon you is being lifted by the power of the Holy Spirit. Freedom is coming to you where you are seated right now. Freedom is coming to you where you are seated right now. Freedom is coming to where you are seated right now. And the Lord is wiping away your tears. And from now to the end of the year, there shall be no more sorrow. There shall be no more pain. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have been looking at our subject, causes of spiritual fervency, loss of spiritual fervency, causes of the loss of spirituality. What will make you lose the zeal, the fire of God? What will make you grow cold in the things of God? What can take away the joy you have in the Lord, the sharpness, the fervency, the zeal that you have in the Lord, what will take it away? There is always a reason. Fire doesn't go out by itself. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And fire doesn't burn by itself.
So on Thursday,
we explained, and Friday, we said the first thing which is not a sin. Hebrews 12:1 tells us, everybody go to Hebrews 12:1. That is where I'll start from. I've been speaking about this subject from Wednesday. So you can get the tape on the podcast. I want us to read this scripture. We will see the two categories. We are going to arrange all this under two categories that makes people lose fervency. Now, read it. One, go. If you are not reading, I'll bring you the microphone. I have a lot of microphones here. So read, one, go. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily traps us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So tell somebody, there is a race set before you in the spirit. From the day you become born again, you start a Christian race. if you will be able to enter into heaven from the day you became born again, it may take you 10 years, some of you 20 years of being alive, some of you 50 years of being alive after becoming born again. It's a race you are running till you die and get to heaven. You are running a race. And the Bible says that for you to be able to succeed in this spiritual life, you have to watch out for two things. He says that be careful about weight that will bring you down. And when he talks about weight, he's talking about things that are not necessarily sin, because he mentioned weight and then sins that will trap you. So there are things called sins. After them, they are the stealing, the lying, the fornication, the fighting, the quarreling. Those are sins. But aside the sins, there are other things that are not sinful, but they will be the reason why you will not make it to heaven. Things that are not sinful. Things that are good. They are very good.
But
if you don't master the art of handling it, you will lose your Christian spirituality or your
fervence.
It will be the reason why you cannot be spiritual. So we said, what are they? Number one, we said marriage and family life. And I told you that marriage is good. I'm married. I've been married for about 6 years, and it's very good. Tell somebody, marriage is good. Raising family, children is good. But if you don't handle it well, it will make you lose your spiritual fervency in the Lord. That is why there are people, when they are single, they are on fire. They are always in church. They are in the choir. They are in the whatever, different ministry. They are always available for God. But after they marry or after they start making babies, then their lives change. No longer reading Bible, no longer praying, no longer being fervent in church. It's as though the day of their wedding was their spiritual graduation from school. Tell somebody, learn the art of balancing your life.
You must,
marriage is good, but if you don't watch, our Bible says that Solomon loved the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 3. And Solomon loved the Lord. And God also loved Solomon. But after some years, Solomon, after 3 years into his reign, he married his first wife, who was the princess of Egypt. Married the princess of Egypt for political alliances. Married the princess of Egypt. Afterwards, married other women. And when he entered into marriage and started now making babies, Bible says that, and Solomon's love for God was taken away by his wives.
Now Solomon, eh, you be another do nyanku pompa. Now so Ebra, washe atiase oware oware na owo. Bible ne say, afedi ne dua owo edimo nyanku pompa. Sa odo ne ba from.
So I'm not saying don't marry. Bible says it's good. That's why I'm married, and I want you all to marry. But I'm saying that be conscious about the fact that marriage brings responsibilities. And your inability to balance your time, balance your life well, will bring you a spiritual descent. It will make you descend spiritually. If you don't manage it well, it will make you descend spiritually.
Because
you'll be too busy cooking, too busy breastfeeding, too busy taking care of your children, too busy handling your husband, too busy managing your wife, too busy running the errands of the home. And very soon, you realize that you have spent 24 hours, you didn't open your scriptures. But when you were a young believer, you were very fervent. Marriage and family can be a weight on your spiritual life. How many of you are married here? How many of you are married? Let me see. I know a lot are not married, so I know the people I'm speaking to. You're beautiful. Now, among the hands, that, how many of you know that what I'm saying is true? Because by the time you finish with your kids, see that you are very tired. There is no time. You can't even wake up. By the time you finish attending to your husband, attending to your wife, you can't even wake up to pray at midnight. Because what time are you sleeping? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are not married, so you don't understand what I'm saying, but I'm giving you a warning flag ahead. I hear what I'm saying. So we have to, that is why, listen to me everybody, that is why Jesus Christ did not marry. Responsibilities. He was not ready for that. Now, that is why Apostle Paul did not marry. Search Apostle Paul's own confession about marriage for me. Search Apostle Paul's confession about marriage. Search it for me. Apostle Paul himself said, he who is married has a problem of pleasing his wife. But he who is not married has only God to satisfy. But he who is married, you have the burden of satisfying a human being before coming to satisfy God. So you have no time. That is why he said, I wish that all men are like me, not to marry. But if you can't control your langalanga, you better.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Am I teaching the hard thing? So, if you are married, you are advised that be conscious about it. Be deliberate about it. Have a schedule that I'm going to read from this time to that time. I'll wake up and excuse myself from my family and hide in the kitchen or in the toilet or in the hall, like hide somewhere so that I can have some 30 minutes with God, that I can have some 1 hour with God. Do you get what I'm saying? Otherwise your spiritual life will drop. Plan your life so that you can still come for rehearsals after you marry and have children. Plan your life so that you can still be active in a church after you marry and have children. Because a lot of you, your wedding day is graduation day. The day you give birth is your graduation day. No more winning souls. No more shepherding. No more ministry work. Why? Because now you are married. It's an error. May you still be burning with fire. May you still be burning with fire. Even after you are married with kids. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Tell someone it is possible to do that. It is not easy, but it's possible. It's not easy for me, but I'm trying. It's possible to do that. By discipline. That is why Jesus warned us. He said, whoever will come after me to be my disciple must hate mother, father, children, wife, husband, and himself before he can be my disciple.
Yes. Because
family and marriage is a weight that will make many people not go to heaven.
If you say our reality,
so may you be disciplined. May you have a plan.
Amen.
May you have a schedule. And may you be determined that 24 hours will not end without you having time with God. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 1 says, a false balance or a false scale is an abomination before God. To have a false balance, that means that as for you, family, no time for God. Or as for you, God, no time for family. You pay any other way around. You understand? The other way, you pay for it. So have a balance. Be a good father and a good pastor. Be a good shepherd and a good daughter. And a good wife. It's possible. It's by planning. If you have any difficulty, ask your elder or come and see me in the office and tell me your life schedule. Your life activities. I'll help you schedule it. You can do it. It's possible.
It's possible.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. We said number two is wealth and riches. Wealth and prosperity.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not a bad thing. 3 John 2. Bible says that I wish above all things that you all prosper. So it's not a bad thing. May everybody here prosper.
Amen.
Your amen is a suspicious one.
Amen.
I said, may everyone here enter into prosperity.
Amen.
The prosperity that where money leaves you and you don't feel it. That's real prosperity. So God wants us to prosper. Tell somebody why God wants us to prosper. Announce to him, God wants you to prosper. But tell him that the prosperity can still cost you heaven. The enlargement, the prosperity, the glory, it can cost you not to have time for your spiritual life. Yeah.
So
it is not a sin. It's not a sin for this church to grow and become an international church all over the world. But if I get to that level and now I am too busy to read my own scriptures and to pray my own personal prayers in my devotion, I don't more have time for evangelism, for outreaches and all that, and the church is just growing and I'm now doing consultation one-on-one, then I'm jeopardizing my tickets to heaven.
That is why
Peter said in Acts chapter 6, verse 1, Bible says when the church started growing, Peter became too busy, solving marriage problems, funeral issues, baby naming, too busy. Now he was not making
time. Peter, you will be afraid of Onyan who cry in your year. If he said, or call our rear, or call our bedding to
walk,
or free our
that the Holy Spirit rebuked him. Then Peter called a meeting and he told them now, that it is not a good thing that I will leave the spiritual matters, the word of God and prayer, and be following you and be solving your personal problems.
Now, Peter can say, no. Afraid that. And yes, sir, me and Casa met sorry now,
I'll share some of the way. I'll appoint deacons, shepherds, and I'll assign you to them. They will solve your problems so that I can stay in prayer and I can stay in the word of God. And that's the work I do every day.
na omo aba be ye mudikin so ma ye mo elders omo ana omo be hwere na ma ye sane ma we nya se ne be ye a me Peter metimi aye onyankopon adwuma no se ne me pese me ye no.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
That is why now the pressure has gone down for me. It's like some years ago, I have to handle everybody's problem.
Se si anu timi se me how me unse me how eko form. If you say mrebi etwemu no, asem bia no na che se wo se me na me
die. It will make sure that even our branch churches, when they have problem, the pastors want to pass it to me. I want to talk to elders. Why are you there? Marriage issue, relationship issue. Then they will travel from their branch and come and sit in this office and then for me to counsel them. You see? So when your ministry grows, your business grows, your finances increases, be watchful. Because you may not be able to manage your spiritual life.
If you say one say yeah, unti mi enye ene ohunmu adwuma embomu
ema. True or not true? True or not true? If you think what I'm saying is true, let Abraham. Think what I'm saying is true.
Would you tum say they make here no cry am
outside? If you think it's not true, you have not started Christianity.
Say would you tum so say enye no cry dia, ene ne nyame so no unya nshase.
That is why Solomon prayed, he said, "May I not be too rich so that I will not forget you." Because when you become rich, you have the tendency of forgetting God. That's why Solomon prayed that prayer.
And until Anna Solomon, a bomb pire say, a rade, and my men yameho, a morso, and a mure uncle uncle to you. Amen. Unyaho prosua, why Hannah will be a rade.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tell somebody by you, as your business expands, don't exclude God. Because even Sunday, you will not have time to go to church. Oh yes.
If it's a one, say yeah.
There's a level you can get there.
But see, I don't point to me in sorry.
Today you are the one who opens the church. But I'm telling you that there is a level where when your business grows, if you don't take care, Sunday will be a working day for you. I'm telling you, it's a practical.
As soon as I make a chair,
it will be normal. Like you argue it everywhere. You argue it. It's normal. Amen.
Amen.
It's normal. It's a level.
Hey, baby, I'll bet you me a drew.
It's a level.
Hey, baby, I'll bet you me a drew. You're a drew, one man. One share won't mean you any radio human able.
When you become rich and now you are going for meetings and you don't see that.
So Uber
evening service.
What do you want? Uber said, who come meet you with? Who come meet you with? Why would you say you're crying, Mr. Won't me maybe?
Someone told me that now I don't feel like praying because I don't know what to pray about. Everything I used to pray about, I now have it. So I don't know what to pray. So I don't feel like praying.
Now Obi catcher me says, see, I mean who empire no cry me who baby I'm a monfa. If it's idea me here me here was as we should be an assembly.
So if prayer is give me, there is no need anymore.
It is empire. But
prayer is not give me. Prayer is about fueling your spiritual fervency. So even though you have, you must still pray. We start number 3. Iniquity, but don't forget that you can be prosperous and still be spiritual, okay?
But the
that is why I'm teaching you. Job was prosperous and yet he was spiritual. Daniel was a prime minister and did not joke with his prayer life, even when they threatened him. Death. He still did not joke with his prayer.
Daniel, no, a prime minister. So who will be an empire, but no one friend near Grokra.
Joke with it. He knows his schedule. He had a schedule at the same place, the same style.
No, even when they said don't pray, he still all
planned out. Joseph became a governor for the whole of Egypt. Yet his spirituality was intact. Now, tell Joseph, the one by you, your spirituality can be intact.
Joseph nso be yeni petit tru pa e wo Egypt nanso na ne honhum de odaso agyina mu e odi mu pa.
So spirituality plus prosperity is a possibility. I hear what I'm saying. Tell somebody spirituality plus prosperity is a high possibility.
Lift
up your hand and say, I will be spiritual and I'll still be prosperous.
You don't need to be spiritual and then you are poor. You are just poor. That's why you are spiritual. So when the money comes, when you get the job or some promotion or the customers increases, your spirituality is downfall. Say mercy, Lord. Then number three, we said iniquity and sinfulness. So we have dealt with the weight. Now we are dealing with the sin. So iniquity can make your love for God fall. When you start fornicating, you don't feel like going to church. When you start sinning, you don't feel like reading your Bible. When you start sinning, you don't feel like doing the thing, like being a shepherd, winning a soul, inviting somebody to church. You can't do it. The reason is because you are sinning.
A lot of people
stop church because of this, because of sin.
I've been a pastor for some years now.
They will give you an excuse. They will tell you that, I'm not coming because of ABCD, but they are lying. The real issue, they won't tell you. When you are speaking to me, I don't listen to what you are saying. I listen to what you are not saying.
Obam Kacha will say,
you take what I'm saying and start looking out. If you hear that somebody has stopped church or you know the person, start investigating. With time, you will see that the person is either pregnant or the person is doing something in his room or the person is, you will discover that the person is in sin. So when you are talking to me, it is not what you are saying that I'm listening
to.
I'm listening to what you are not saying. Somebody says, Pastor, how do you do that? I should show you. Come and see me in the office. When people are talking to you, you need the art of listening. As they are speaking, they will be omitting words. They will be picking out words. The word is coming, but they will swallow it. Then they will change it with another word. That is how I get what you are trying to see, but you are not seeing. I'm a pastor, so you decorate the thing. But as you are decorating, you are picking out. So I am also choosing the one you are dropping. Not what you are saying.
And I'm saying any pan said me or soft one make us or do be a dear what's a walk and cassan won't cubos who are fuck one foot for this walk and horn musun and mammy who said as I'm saying and our person walk on.
Then number four, we said wrong association. Aside this sinning, sometimes they are genuinely interested in God. They want to serve God to the end. But who their friend is their downfall. What you company with determines what accompanies you.
Tell
the one by you, what you company with determines what accompanies you. Certain things will start following you when you start working with certain people. It is very, very, very difficult to be around me and not become a pastor. It's very difficult. I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about even when I was growing up. It's like there is something about me that will affect you.
If you say,
and I'm telling you,
Most of the things that you are doing them because of the people who have surrounded you. That's
some
of you. When you go to school, your behavior is different. When you come home, your behavior is different.
I didn't see now say uko school mu a, utimi say wa bra boy esronko. Obafie nso a wa bra boy esronko.
Because in school you have a certain clique. So you have to behave according to the system of the clique.
If you say uko do school
at home, ma, uko ko ko have another atmosphere. So you have to flow. You go to room, you do what there.
Eti uko school mu a, ye wa bra boy wono nkrofo wo hobebo. E na obafie nso a
so you see a pastor's child, when he or she is on campus, you can never imagine that he's a pastor's
child. Yeah.
Amen.
So
there are people that we knew them from home, and we met them on campus, and they were different people. Listen to me. All things being equal, you will turn out in the way that your friends have turned out. All things being equal, you are likely to end up like your friends.
True. Ubetimi adane se ne wo namfofo ana se wadamfo ana afeku a wo do mu akwako bomu no sa na wo so baba.
That is why someone he summarizes, he says that blessed is the man who doesn't company with evil people. He just summed it. He doesn't walk with them, he doesn't sit with them. But you have become born again. You have declared your love for God. Say you want to serve God. You have tried 6 months. You are doing well. You are serving God. But aside all this, you are still keeping that slave queen as a friend. You are still keeping that bad boy as a friend. You are still keeping that evil company. It's just a matter of time. You will backslide again.
I'm telling you. Diye wo nyamimu anaso omoye diye wo nyamimu. Nanso wo nanfofo a wo no omo namo no. Abrapa omo po no enye. Wan chi wo enfiri wa eye mbere kakra bi. Wo sa be ku wachi bi.
Wrong association can dry you up spiritually. Because when you are going to church, they will tell you they are watching football. Why are you going? They will nickname you. Hey, you're suffer, mommy. Hey, you're suffer. Why? It's your father, the owner of the church.
And
hey,
Papa now sorry.
So when you are going to church, you have to hide from them. You are in the same room with them. They will bring their boyfriends to the room. And you are Holy Mary, full of grace. Who are your friends? Who are your friends? When I look at your status and the friends you are celebrating their birthday and I see their pictures, I'm able to diagnose your spirituality. I'm able to diagnose that you are a fake person in the church. I'm able to diagnose. If these smokers are your friends and you are sitting here that you are a shepherd, then I'm telling you that you are a liar. You are living a double life. I just watch your status and I know who you are. Because all the ladies you pose them, show your stomach, show your this, show your that. And you are a shepherd in this church and you say you don't dress like that. But all the people, oh, happy birthday babe, bestie. And when I look at who you call bestie, I can predict who you are.
Se me se enipa wa kasa wo fra ni se eh we dia madam fopa madam fopa madam fopa dia na wo emamiti mi wo enipa kra wo.
Once again I'm preaching with you, shake the one by you and watch out for your friends, watch out.
Me no wa kasa busa yo to nche se busa why no madam fo,
choose them. It is what will save you. It's what will save you. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Bon sam sama raden.
Number 5, love of this present world. Why do people lose their spiritual fervency? Because of the love they have for the world.
Number 6,
What do we mean by the world? We are talking about the pleasure in the world, the nice things in the world, the money in the world, the lifestyle of the world, the fashion of the world. Like, yeah, you love the things of the world.
Odo, ewiasimu sika, ewiasimu enichie, ewiasimu enyama ekoso afefe di ewo wiase. Na wankasa odo akwakwe ye no enwasem anaye.
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10. Bible says that Demas was supposed to be an apostle. Demas was supposed to have a book in the Bible. Like by this time we'll be reading the book of Demas. Do you know who Demas was? Demas was like the way I have Pastor Jonah and then I have Pastor Collins. Two sons.
Demas,
one was called Timothy and one was called Demas. Two sons. One was called Timothy. One was called. They were all supposed to grow to become apostles. But only Timothy became a bishop. Only they had the same spiritual father, but only Timothy wrote a book.
We don't know who Demas.
Demas ran out of the ministry. Why? Because Bible says, for Demas, everybody read with me. One go. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed. You see? So Demas left Apostle Paul and the training. Left church. But there are people who leave the church because they
love
the world.
They start
coming to church because they will not be allowed to do yellow hair rasta. So they'll stop coming to church because they love the things in the world.
If you say, oh, and I'm a
because Pastor told them that don't wear earring as a guy, don't wear earring to this church. They will stop the church because they love the things in the world.
If you're suffering by catch or say, oh, we are bad, my dear, as you mandate and cowboy said, and so and I'm sad they're not suffering for plenty or the reassimu dog. And
they love this world. So when you tell them that, oh, don't wear minister, don't do this, don't do that, they will stop the church and go away. They just love the things.
Maybe I was off back and say, oh, sorry, no one but men shout at the church. Men, a horn my head.
They love the music in the world. If you talk about it, they stop your church. What sort of church is there that don't listen to worldly songs? They love the things in the world. They want to look like the world. They are in church, but they want to tattoo themselves. They are in church. They want the world will cut their hair like this. They just want to also do that. Like everything they see in the world, they want to do it. Just if you see them, just mark them. They don't last in church. Their heart is in the world. That's Demas. Ask the one by you. Are you Demas?
Hey,
I said you should ask. Are you afraid of the person? He can't beat you. We are in church. Are you Demas?
We are Demas, Anna.
Do you love the things in the world? You can't sit in church for 1 hour. Your body will be itching. But you can sit at a pub with friends and you just have fun. You have fun and have fun before you realize 2 o'clock midnight.
As we bet my back to baby, at you and ya maybe I bet you another sign and I do the swim better, a do me a
new that what hey, look at the time. You see how time flies. How time flies. It's gone too fast. But when you are here, how time works. Or how time crawls.
Oh, do you need the house? Hey, says Anna, a brakopa. And so but another and you know my time you cry and put that.
I realized that I was watching one of the matches that happened recently, a final match, and they had to go to whether penalty or something, and I put all the time together. Then I realized that if you watch one football match plus extra time, 15, making it what? 90 injury time won't count. You have to add the injury time. So about 100 minutes. That's 1 hour, what? 40 minutes. Plus penalties. It may take like 20 minutes to finish the penalty. Add it to it. So it's like you watch one football with penalty. You are watching for 2 hours. And you see guys standing without a chair. Say love, love, say love.
That's an order, order,
we
order.
Lack the things in the... See, people go to the stadium early in the morning to watch a football match that is at 6 p.m. And they go so that they can get close to
football match.
Yes.
Where
is your heart? Love not the things in this world. Such people, when they come to church, they are checking time.
But
when they are watching the football, they don't check time.
Do you
get what I'm trying to say?
Sir,
I am teaching you why you are being unfaithful to God. You are being unfaithful to God. One of the reasons is because your heart is not with God. Say, help me, Lord. Say, help me, Lord. People love the things. One of the things in the world that is dangerous is money. When you read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, he said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Because of money, people prostitute. Because of money, people will kill. The Bible says that godliness with contentment is great gain. But greediness will make you gamble. Greediness. You want more in a short time. So you just press one button, pain, oh, boom, 1 billion. Then say, no, it's greediness. Yeah. Read it. It says, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have veered from the faith, some have backslided from the faith because of their what? Greediness. Oh, you not read again. You've closed church. You don't like sad truth.
And the crazy say the air now won't pay.
If I were to be shouting and declaring,
hey,
you'll be receiving. But you don't like the truth.
Amen.
See, he says that for many have feared from the faith in their greediness.
Amen.
And they pierce themselves through with many sorrows. You see, when you follow such things, your end will be sorrowful.
You
follow greed, love for money, so you are selling your body. Anxiety will make your life miserable. These are the things that make you lose spiritual fervency. Amen. The sixth one is perilous time, hard times. Like in poverty. Hard times. 2 Timothy 3, verse
1.
Sometimes you don't backslide because you have, but you can backslide because you don't have. That's why Solomon said, may I not also be so poor that I will sin against you?
Solomon
said, 2 Timothy 3:1 says that in the last days, hard times will come. FPP can solve it. NDC cannot also solve it.
Say,
and persecution. Persecution. Matthew 24 verse 9. People will persecute you just because you love God. You can be sacked from work just because you love. You know, when I came back from the university, I was doing my service. At a point, my senior colleagues were not carrying me for the marketing rounds any longer. They were not going with me. So I didn't know why they were not going with me. They would rather leave me at the office and will not take me out there so that I can also gain the experience. One of them told me the truth. He said, because you speak the truth too much. You speak the truth. When we go and we come, you come and see everything that we did
over there.
When manager asks that, where did we go? We ride the road. You take everything. So we are afraid. We don't want to go with you because we have other secret agenda. We go and push. So they drop me because I speak the truth. Say persecution. Some of you, your parents persecute you because you joined a good church and you are working for God. You are going up and down. You are winning
souls.
When you go through persecution, know that the Lord is with you. Know that the Lord is with you. I've mentioned how many? Six. Number one is what? The things that can make you lose their spiritual fervency. Number one is what? Marriage and family responsibilities. Number two is what? Wealth and prosperity. That is business enlargement, financial increase. Number three is what? Iniquity and sinfulness. The fourth one is wrong association. No matter how hard you try to be holy, and you keep following them, one of these days you will drink the alcohol again. You say you stop buying. Because you keep going to the party with them. So one day they will make you drink it. You say you can me, I don't drink, I'll take Coca-Cola. You are lying. Week one, you take Coca-Cola. Week two, you take Coca-Cola. Week three, you take, then they'll be laughing at you. They'll be laughing at you. That oh yeah, Bema. Uyembeye in Ubenya sugar diabetes. They will mock you. By one man time. Instead of taking, you now ask, okay, this one is what percentage? So as well.
No, I shall say we say na we percentage in our hand fan.
Okay, I just like small.
And the older mumam yenu bika kre.
That's the power of friends.
When
the classroom, a certain guy joined us. He joined us in church and he was following us for evangelism.
He
went for crusade. He was my partner. We were winning souls. Even when the time is up for us to return, he will be nowhere to be found. You chase him, it's like Jesus Christ. You look for him and you go and see him in the house of one old woman preaching.
Hey.
Me, the pastor, cried, this guy is burning more than me. Then we came back to Accra. He was with us working. But he had a squad. Over here in other country, mommy, he had a squad.
They
told one of my elders, that, see, this Mark, that was the name of the Bismarck, we will make sure that you come back.
Now,
you want to go to heaven alone? will not let him go to heaven. You make sure he will come back to us.
Then we called this guy and we told him, oh, brothers, this is what your friends are saying. Almost say, oh, yeah, don't make sure I go back to hell.
Your friend on your catcher is your brother.
He said, don't worry. These people have nothing to do with them again. After some 3 months, he will start looking for food, money, eventually realize he's eating with his friends. Hey, what are you doing there? Oh, we just got some wache, we were just eating. Now they go for party. Then he will not drink some. His friends will be drinking that. He will just sit down, say, oh, do you have money? Say, we don't have more. Then they'll be laughing at him. Then he'll sit down. Then when he comes and say, why did you go? Say, oh, Dad, I didn't drink anything. Oh, I didn't do anything. After 6 months, back. Now he can't go to church. Like his life is miserable. One day he came to me, then he told me, he said, Daddy, I wish I can do it, but I can't do it again. I've gone too deep. Like it's difficult. I said, you can try. I've tried that. So today I've tried that. It's not working. Then when he backslided, his senior brother came. His senior brother is Elder Charles. His senior brother came. When his senior brother came, then I told him, have you seen your brother? If you go to your friends, you will end up just like
him. Then he
listened to my voice. He said, then I will not sit at where they gamble anymore. I will not sit with them. I will not go to the super bet. He used to do sports commentary, analysis, argument. He stopped or he did not sit with them again. He was always in church. Always with church brother, church sister, church friend. He changed his company. As I'm talking to you today, he's a missionary for God in Central. If you see him in Accra, it means that he got a job he came to do. He's gone back.
So the
difference is what? One listened to stay away from the friends. The other did not stay away from
them.
I know you are serious about serving God this year. But it is not possible unless you sacrifice your friends. It's not possible. These are your friends. I knew them before I started coming to this church. Then you perish with them. Yes. Because it's just a matter of time. You go back to your vomit.
If you say,
and then we say, love for this world. They love the world, the money in the world, the pleasure, the sexual feelings, the lifestyle, the fashion. Like it. So they cannot serve God for long. Then the final one we said, because of hardship and persecution. Bow down your heads wherever you are sitting.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, Know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.